My name is Omololu Falobi. I'm a journalist. I'm also an HIV/AIDS advocate. I work with a group called Journalists Against AIDS in Nigeria. We're based in Lagos, which is the biggest city in Nigeria. I think there's been a big momentum over the past year, especially around universal access. The G8 leaders have committed to fund universal access. African leaders have committed in Abuja in May to reach universal access, to provide drugs for 80% of everybody in Africa who needs drugs, and 80% of everybody in Africa who needs TB treatment. Leaders of countries agreed to, scale up to universal access, and to seek funds to, implement that commitment in their countries. So there's a big momentum worldwide ensuring that, prevention, there's 100% prevention and 100% treatment. What we expect that will happen in Toronto is for leaders to speak to their words, to speak to their actions, to show evidence that they're actually meeting up to this commitment, to show evidence that they are investing in the Global Fund, they are providing, they are filling the gaps for the Global Fund in terms of resourcing, and that recipient countries also are developing their plans. The UNGAS declaration requires every country to develop a costed national plan of action by December, and also to set targets that they will achieve for universal access by 20, every year by December this year, that can be monitored by 2008 and 2010. We'd like to see that, we'd like to see evidence that that's been done in Toronto, that we have a few countries in Africa, in the rest of the world, that are already setting their own targets, and that the targets are being set through very inclusive processes that include civil society and people who are living with HIV. In terms of treatment, we know that there are new drugs in the West that can, radically, make treatment easier for people who are living with HIV. There's T20 that was announced in the West last year, that is a much more easier to take drug, but it's not available here in Africa. We'd like to see evidence that the world is not discriminating against Africa by ensuring that when there are new treatments, they are made available to Africans promptly, as soon as they are made, and that also that the world is investing more strongly in new technology such as vaccine and microbicides, so that within the next half a decade, we can actually have, hopefully, a vaccine that can prevent infections and microbicides that women can use to save themselves from infection. I think that the Toronto Conference offers an opportunity for everybody to take stock of our own responses, media, government, private sector, policy people, NGOs, and also to recommit ourselves to the urgent priorities. One of the commonly agreed priorities is the need to invest in a vaccine. And we've seen evidence, of what vaccines can do in other diseases. We know that smallpox has been eradicated from the world because of a vaccine. And we know that polio is almost eradicated from the world now because there's a polio vaccine. And we know that once you can get a vaccine for HIV, it will dramatically, reduce the infection rates that we have. So that's a magic bullet. That's what the world needs, because we know that behavioral, responses have failed us so far. We've been talking about, using a condom and abstinence and mutual fidelity for the past 25 years. We still have today 40 million people in the world living with HIV. That for me, that shows that our ABC is not working, and that the solution ultimately is in science. Behavior is important, but science is actually a solution. And that if you can get a vaccine that works, if only 80% efficacy, that will save new infections. And that will ensure that perhaps in the next 25 years or 50 years, we actually have altered, HIV and AIDS in the world. The microbicides also is very quite important, because we know that in Africa, the epidemic is female, the epidemic is a woman, and that women are especially at risk of infection because they are of their biological nature, and because their social nature, the sociology of Africa, puts women more at risk, whether they are married or not. So microbicides would be a huge, huge difference in saving women's lives and saving families' lives. And those are the kind of investments that we like to see. That's kind of progress news that we would like to hear at the conference next month.